156.
Alexander, you said you wanted to make a statement before we went into executive session, so feel free to go ahead and do that.
Wonderful, thank you. I wasn't quite sure if you heard me when I interjected that I did apply for early determination with MDCOT to see if they would approve me to be licensed as an occupational therapist. And they reviewed everything that happened and they did approve me. And that was immediately after this happened, before the charges were dropped down. So, you know, I have obviously taken and passed the test, as I'm sure you know, but they did approve that. And I do also have 3 jobs lined up, 2 of which are part-time for the summer and 1 of which school-based.
I understand and appreciate what you're saying. An early determination through the MDCOT and then a licensure through the state or go through a different vetting process. So right now I don't feel like we have enough information. I would like to request Alexander that you go ahead and collect the actual court documents. We do not have those, so that we can look at them and see you know, the original charge, the reduction, and the process that it went through legally. And so I would like to make a motion to request, or do we need a motion for that, Karen or Sabrina?
Well, I believe that the motion would be to continue it, but I think what you're requesting of the applicant is that you want the court documents from the shoplifting conviction and then the court records from the forgery and any type of reduction in those charges. You want to look at those documents because you do not have them.
Absolutely. So I would like to make a motion to table the license for Alexander Burke. Do I have a second?
This is Charlene, I second.
All in favor, Quentin McAllister, aye.
Charlene Marks, aye.
Barbara Paulson, aye.
That motion carries 3-0. So Alexander, what we're doing is we're tabling your license because we want you to collect the court documents and information that we can look at that are actually from the court, so we can see their initial charges and the reduction. And that's for both the forgery case as well as the shoplifting.
Mr. Chairman, may I make a comment?
Absolutely.
Okay. Alexander, I just wanted to be clear that we take our responsibilities very seriously when it comes to licensure. And to be honest, we just don't feel like we're fully informed at this moment.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Okay.
So as soon as you get those documents, I would encourage you to send those on into the office so that we can review those on the next board meeting, okay? So next month you'll be on our agenda as well. We definitely welcome you to attend that meeting so that you can have the discussion with us and answer any questions that we may have. Do you have any questions?
So I will have those documents. I've got the PDFs, for at least most of them that I can send immediately. So I'll email them to the office.
Can you email them to me? This is Karen. Karen Whiteford.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then next month we'll discuss it again.
Correct.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to item 7A, and that's ratifying the 42 administrative complete and executive approved applications. We took the long way on that one, huh? So I'll make a motion to approve those ratified license of 42 initial applications. Do I have a second?
This is Barbara Paulson. I'll second that.
Perfect. All in favor? Quentin McAllister, aye.
Barbara Paulson, aye.
Charlene Marks, aye.
Sorry, Charlene.
There's 3-0. And so we're moving on to 7B, excuse me. My PDF disappeared for a second. So I'll make a motion to approve those renewals that were ratified of 146. I got to really find a good way to make that flow. Do we have a second on ratifying those 146 executive director approved license?
Second. This is Charlene Marks. I second that we approve the 146 licenses.
All right. All in favor? Quentin McAllister, aye.
Charlene Marks, aye.
Barbara Paulson, aye.
All right. So we're moving on to item 8, and there are no new initial review of complaints. That's great. So we'll move on to number 9, and we'll turn it over to Karen for some statistics.
Okay, item 9A, statistics. We currently have 4,032 active licensees. 2,697 of those are occupational therapists. I believe that's, we've gone up 40-something since last month. We've done a lot of new licenses. 1,331 occupational therapy assistants, one occupational therapist limited license, and three occupational therapy assistant limited licenses. We have 90 current inactive licensees, 62 OTs, 28 COTAs. There are two active consent agreements, so we had a few drop off this past month, and the next item is due on November 6, 2020. We have 9 open investigations, and I believe that, I'm not sure, we got 3 new ones in the past week, so I don't think all of those are in this report. Our application processing time continues to drop. Overall, we're at 7.68 days, 7.36 for renewals, and 8.9 for initials. So that's partially because of giving the executive director authority to approve licenses, but it's just as much about how quickly Vicki and Amber are processing the applications that are coming in. We've had Amber working most of the renewals, Vicki's doing the initials. We're just an awesome team, despite the fact that we're in 3 different places. It's been working out great. Let's see. And then item 9B, COVID-19 related license requirement waivers. These are the number of waivers that have been granted since the waivers were instituted. So we've done 56 fingerprint waivers, 18 waivers for the NBCOT exam requirement. And for both of those, it's a 6-month waiver. So if they take the NBCOT exam in August, then they don't have to wait until December to report it. They can do it then, and then they get a 2-year license. The continuing education waivers, those are for renewals. We've done 19 of those, and that essentially just gives them 6 months to get their continuing education done. And then finally, the fee waivers. We've done 23 of those. And then if you look back at the initial licenses that have been approved this past month or since the last meeting, a majority of those have a waiver. So, I'm really happy that the governor and the director of DHS put those into place. Mr. Chair, are you still there? Okay.
There she is.
There we go.
Oh, did you lose me?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Okay. All right. So I was saying that it's a good thing that we put those waivers into place.
Yeah.
Then let's see. Moving on to 9C, the 2020 54th Legislature, second regular session status. It's adjourned. Those 4 bills listed that affect us the most are currently dead. The first one, Mr. Chair, is the one that you had some concerns about. This is the military one. So there's a chance that these may come back if the governor calls a second or a special session. The association, the Occupational Therapy Association, is really working to have HB 2536 brought back during the special session.
Good.
And I have spoken with one of the governor's advisors, and he is very aware of how much we need to keep telemedicine in place. However, this this emergency declaration will likely be in place for quite some time, so I don't think we have to worry about telemedicine going away in the near future, because the state is going to need to monitor this COVID-19 issue for months or maybe years to come. So that gives the association time to pursue this.
All right.
Item 9D, administrative project status. Policies and procedures, I haven't been working on those. Administrative process changes to statutes, those are dead because the legislature adjourned. Shredding of expired license files, because we're not in the office, we haven't been able to work on that, but I am having Amber, who you all may remember, she's with the athletic training board, but the occupational therapy board is contributing to her salary, so we get to use her for projects. I talked to her the other day about coming up with a plan for how we can get those files shredded while also pulling out any fingerprint information that should not be in there, because the shredding company cannot see any of that, and also getting other personal information out of there. So that's going to be a big project for her. Then the last one is conversion to Google Meet. So this is the last WebEx meeting that we will have. Contract or our license expires June 30th, so we will be meeting using Google Meet. I have found it's fairly easy, even if you don't have a Google account. But if you would like to practice, let me know, and I'll set up a real, you know, quick 5-minute meeting so we can make sure you know how to sign on.
I did one earlier in the week, and it was easier than Zoom or this.
So. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Did we have someone else join the call? I see a Jay.
We have John, and I believe that may be Mr. Wong. Is that true?
Yes. Yes. Sorry.
Hi. Were you on the call when we discussed your review?
Yes, I was.
Thank you. Good. All right.
Okay.
All right, guys. That brings us to item 10.
Oh, is there any one moment, please, Mr. Chair.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Not so fast.
That was a subconscious effort.
I was going to say, Clinton just didn't want to acknowledge that.
Very true. Very correct. Sorry. Yeah, I don't want to acknowledge the fact that Donnie resigned, for sure.
All right, so we are on item 9E.
Sorry, Karen, go ahead.
We're on item 9E. Did you want to do that one?
What, 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Hosenfeld resigned his position to the board. I know it seems like he's kind of felt that way for a while, mm-hmm. That it's time to pass the buck, I think is how he phrased it. Is that right?
Yeah.
So we are in desperate need of an occupational therapist or a CODA board member for sure to put a little more input than just I can offer. I'm happy to do as much as I can because I've had experience in just about every setting you can work in for OT, but it definitely there definitely needs to be more professional input than just myself.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's hard to see him grow.
Yeah.
If I can add to that, you know, we do have a lot of complaints to be heard in the next few months, and we really do need that expertise for these. So that moves us on to item 9F.
Could you share that with him and make him feel guilty? And
I tried, trust me.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. He's been with the agency for a long time, so he deserves to
he
rest.
Served this committee well.
Yes. Okay, so item 9F is open board member position. I did contact Trista Guzman-Glover from the Office of Boards and Commissions, and I expressed that same thought that I just mentioned, that we desperately need the expertise for several reasons, and she said she would check into it. And at that time is when I found out that the board members that we have not been reappointed. And I didn't know that they had expired. And I think that's because, you know, by the time we had the appointments, that term was over halfway over, so I didn't even realize all that time had gone by. Anyway, we do need to get everyone reappointed, and then we also have two completely open member positions to fill. And my thought was maybe to send an email to our licensees who have been licensed. I think it's a minimum of 3 years, just to let them know that that's out there. And then I can also have the association put the word out.
Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, I like that, Karen.
Yeah, and should we ask people we know too? I mean, I'm thinking there may be people that know OTs that I don't know. It's not anything we really talk about.
It's not going to hurt by any means.
So, you know, the board, I mean, you can mention it to people, but we have to be very careful that we don't, that it doesn't appear that we are choosing or that the board is choosing the new members. It definitely has to be somebody who doesn't really have any connections to the board right now, and they will go through the vetting process with the governor's office. So.
Yes, I've shared some information with people that I think are very capable, and the downside is, gosh, 1:30 in the afternoon, I can't.
Yeah.
If it was later afternoon or an evening meeting, but I said, well, so I understand, but.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is there anything for next month?
Mr. Chair, I have Mr. Burke on for next month.
Right. Absolutely. All right, we'll do a call to the public. I think we're the only ones on here. Call to the public. All right. That being said, let's go ahead and turn the meeting at 2:13.